Easter. Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the April 4th, 2021 Easter morning worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Ken Richard. Ron and Janet Estill are sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast today in honor of their third wedding anniversary. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 457. Jesus Christ is risen today. Hymn number 457 found in the Lutheran service book.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah!
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you.
As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption.
You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
The hymn is number 155. This is the feast. Hymn number 155 in the Lutheran service book.
be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the festival of the resurrection of our Lord, is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 25th chapter. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away all tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up to him and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 469, "Christ the Lord is Risen Today," hymn number 469, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Text from today's gospel reading. "And then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ of God. Amen. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And a blessed day of resurrection to each and every one of you. And may each of us this day begin to and come to grasp with the hands of faith all that God has done for you in Jesus Christ our Lord. The forgiveness that he offers to you, the salvation Christ has won for you, the life that your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has secured for you. Now we have spent the season of Lent wrestling with and coming to grips with the reason why we need a Savior. We, each and every one of us, are aware of the utter wreck that sin has made of humanity and this world. I mean, consider it. Think about it. We were not intended to die. Death is an aberration. We were not supposed to die. Death is a consequence of disobedience to our Creator. And we begin to comprehend the absolute magnitude of this. Then we begin to comprehend the absolute magnitude of what Jesus has done for each and every one of us on our behalf. Through the Messiah's life, death, and resurrection, we see the fulfillment of the nature and the character of our God. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and he relents of disaster. Jesus, through his sacrifice, reconciled each and every person to God the Father. He reconciled you to God the Father. So today, what happens today? It all comes together as Jesus is risen from the dead and he gives the invitation to his disciples to do what? To come and see him. In the risen Christ, we begin to comprehend what Isaiah declares in the words that we so often and so fittingly read at our funerals. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich foods, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. Did you catch that? All people. This invitation is open to all who would believe and trust in Christ. It's so very reminiscent of what St. John tells us in his revelation of heaven. I looked and I behold, and there were people from all tribes and nations and languages gathered before the throne and the Lamb. It is in this gathering that John tells us of and that Isaiah points to, that the Lord has swallowed up the covering that is over all people, the veil that is spread over each and every human being. What is this? What is it saying? What is Isaiah telling us? He is telling us that the Lord has done nothing less than remove death from his people. He has taken away the consequence of sin that would otherwise mean eternal separation from God. But how? How? This covering has covered all people, because all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. You, me, each and every one of us, we are covered, and we cannot shake this covering off. We cannot push it off of ourselves. We cannot uncover ourselves. We are trapped beneath it. Our sinful nature clings to us so stubbornly that we can't begin to peel it off of ourselves, and we are trapped beneath it. Each of us knows this. Our consciences accuse us, and escape seems impossible. In fact, it begs the question, if this is so, then who can be saved? Jesus Christ gives us the answer. With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God sent his only Son to deal with the problem. God has in Christ provided everything that we need. He gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Christ your sins have been forgiven. In Christ your salvation has been secured. In Christ you have an advocate with the Father, one who is perfectly righteous. His name is Jesus, who lived a perfect life for you, and then who turned around and offered to you his very righteousness. And he took your sin in exchange, nailing it to the cross. In your baptism, Christ wrapped you in the perfect garment of his righteousness, which covers all your sins. Dressed now in the king's garments, in the king's clothes, you are given a seat at the table that Isaiah describes. You are given a place in the heavenly banquet. What shall we say to all of this? Isaiah gives us the words that are so proper for each and every one of us to say. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me in the garments of salvation. He has clothed me in the garments of his righteousness. Oh, on that Sunday morning when Jesus Christ rose from the tomb, resurrected from the dead, fully alive, the women who were at the tomb saw him, and he gave them instructions. And what were those instructions that he gave to his followers, to his disciples? Go, he said to Mary, tell my disciples, tell them to go and go to Galilee, and they will see. There it is. Go, come and see. Go, come and see. This morning, you disciples of Jesus Christ, you are extended the exact same invitation. Come and see. Come and see the one who was pierced for you and on your behalf. Come and see that the plan of salvation is now completely accomplished. Come and see what your God has in store for you. And what is it that we come and see in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? We look upon His resurrection and we see there our own resurrection. For those who trust in the person and the work of Jesus, those who trust in all that He has done, who throw aside any works of their own and cling solely to their Savior, those too shall rise from the grave on the last day, glorious, immortal, forever to live in the new heavens and the new earths. Come and see what He has in store for you. Your life. Come and see. But how? But where? Where will you do this? The disciples were told to go to Galilee. There you will see Him. They went. They went to Galilee. They gathered at Jesus' feet. He gave them a task. It was a simple task, but it was a very crucial task. He says to them, "You have come, you have seen, you have worshipped. Now, go and make disciples. Go and teach. Go and baptize. Go and know that I am with you always. Come and see. Go and tell. Come, see. Go, tell." The mere fact that this congregation is assembled here this morning in Lincoln, Illinois, is a testament to the grit and the determination and the dedication that those first disciples of Jesus had, because they did exactly what Jesus asked them to do. They went, they baptized, they told, they made disciples, and they spread that message throughout the entire world. They worked at fulfilling their Lord's command. And so what about us? We and ourselves, we are to come and to see also, not in Galilee, but here in church, with the body of Christ here in this place, at this time that we are given. We know where to find the Christ. We know where to find the Messiah. We know where to find our God and our Savior, and it is in the church. You will find Christ in the assembly of the believers, among whom the gospel is purely preached and the sacraments rightly administered according to our Lord's institution. As Christ has said, "Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am among them." That means in this place, at this time, right now, your God, your Lord, your Savior, your Jesus is here with us at this very moment. Christ is here. We come and gather together this day because this is where we see Jesus. We gaze upon the cross of Christ's crucifixion. We see in the cross the penalty He willingly bore for our sins, every single one of them. And when we gaze upon the cross, we see not defeat, but we see instead victory. Here we see Him in this place reach down and claim His own in the waters of holy baptism. We taste and see that the Lord is good, and we receive His very body and blood in, with, and under the bread and the wine of the sacrament of Holy Communion. It is here in this place, in His sacraments, in the places that He has appointed, that you see your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then what? After you have seen, it is no different for you than it is for the first disciples of our Lord. Isaiah gives us the beautiful words, "Go and tell. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation." This is the pattern that Jesus lays out for the Christian life. We trust, we wait, we act, we rejoice, and we share the good news with others. It is so simple and so powerful all at the same time. It is so simple, and yet it takes diligent work for an entire lifetime. Come and see. Go and tell. Come, see what He has done for you. Then go and tell others what has been done for you. Today you have, with those first women, you have run to the tomb. You have seen that the tomb is empty. You have run with Peter and John. You have bent over. You have looked into the tomb and seen that Jesus is not there. You have come this morning and seen the salvation won for you by your God, by your Lord, by your Savior. And now that you have seen, may you be moved to go out into the world and to share with others what you have seen, what has been done for you, the forgiveness of your sins, and the granting of life everlasting. Be glad. Rejoice in Christ. Share your good fortunes with others and invite them to the feast. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us rise as we confess our Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Rejoicing in the life, hope, and peace that our mighty God and Father gives through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. For the church throughout the world, and for our local church community, that enlivened by the risen Lord Jesus, we seek new ways to love and bless all of God's creation. Risen Lord,
let our prayers rise to you.
For world leaders, our president, Congress, governor, and mayor, that walking in humility and acknowledging their power as a gift meant for serving others, they lead in ways that promote justice for the vulnerable, peace for the broken, and flourishing for those who struggle. Risen Lord,
let our prayers rise to you.
For the needs of our local community, for those who are poor, unemployed, or struggling with life, that you lead us to find ways to love and serve. For those who work to protect and serve our community, nurses and doctors, police and firefighters, sanitation workers and mail carriers, we give thanks. For those who serve in the military and for soldiers who struggle after deployment, let the peace in Christ which surpasses all understanding guide them and comfort them. Risen Lord,
let our prayers rise to you.
For those who are sick, for the hospitalized, for those who are facing surgery, that they experience healing according to your will, and in the midst of their suffering know the assurance that our risen Lord will never forsake them. Risen Lord,
let our prayers rise to you.
For this congregation, that having returned to our Lord throughout the season of Lent, we go forward in the Easter season energized by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that our church will be known in our community as a people filled with joy in the Lord, who love and serve our neighbors as Jesus did. Risen Lord,
let our prayers rise to you.
In remembrance of our loved ones who have died, we give you thanks for their lives and for the time you gave us with them. Fill us with gratitude for the resurrection of Jesus, who empowers us to grieve with hope. Risen Lord,
let our prayers rise to you.
You, O Lord, defeated our greatest enemy by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. We entrust to you these prayers spoken in love this day. We trust, too, that you hear our prayers that are too deep for words. For you call us to pray without ceasing and to trust that you hear our prayers. In that promise we live and hope through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
We continue now with the singing of the offertory. Prepare to approach the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask simply that as the elders come down to release the tables, that you put your mask on. We will come down one side and then the other side in single file. Receive the host, go around the side to receive the blood of Christ, and then return to your seat and you may take your mask off. Again, if you are not a member of the Missouri Synod, guest this morning, would like to receive a blessing when you come down, please cross your arms over your chest so I know to give you a blessing. We continue now with the preface. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is our duty and delight to thank and praise you, holy and mighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us on the cross to pay the price for our sins and who rose in glory from the tomb as the first fruits of your new creation, so that our lives are now filled with hope and abundant life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, thanks and praise to you, O Lord, on this day of great joy. Filled with gratitude for your never-failing love for us, we remember how you created the heavens and the earth and all creatures, including us, promised to restore all creation when the good life you intended for us was broken by Adam and Eve's turning away, saved Noah and his family in the midst of the great flood, rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and brought them to the promised land, sent your prophets to call your people to return to you again and again when they wandered, and gave to us the fulfillment of the ancient promise of restoration in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who gave his life for us on the cross and is now gloriously risen from the grave, and will one day return to restore all things in your good creation. For all these mercies we thank you, we adore you, we praise you with shouts of Alleluia.
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 Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Is number 633, "At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing," hymn number 633 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
You have been sharing in the Easter morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion Services is also available on cable channel 5 and on the LC TV app on your smartphone on Saturdays at 10 and 5 and on Wednesdays at 5. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen. The hymn is number 461, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, hymn number 461 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Let us rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
God of life, you return us again and again with your mercy and forgiveness in the supper of our Lord. Let our eating and drinking of Christ's body and blood this day form us into a people who turn to you in all circumstances, and then turn outward to the people in our lives to love them and serve them as a witness to the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 477. Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts to Heaven, number 477 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Blessed Easter to all of you, and may the Lord grant you joyous celebrations and safe travels the rest of your day. As you leave, sadly we were not able to have Easter breakfast this year, but we rejoice in the fact that we're able to gather together unlike last year. And we have for the congregation, as you exit, one per family group, go down the stairs, out the front doors, and a half a dozen donuts for each family. Mellow creams. So as you go out and down the stairs and outside, be sure to grab a box of mellow creams. May the Lord bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you. service in and on.